Let's get things rolling this afternoon by getting on board that G&M Family Market phone line and saying hello to our friend John Alba of ABC 7 and Fox 22 doing some last-minute pinch hitting this afternoon. Hey, John.
Oh, man, pinch hitting, quick sub, got to do what you got to do, you know.
Well, yeah, we had planned to have your colleague Andrew on, but had a little issue this afternoon here on the Miracle Mile on Broadway.
You know, everyone's trying to get to the live audience viewing of your show, and Broadway got a little packed, and unfortunately someone ended up rear-ending him, but he's all good. Happy to report that. So just doing some pinch hitting real quick.
Excellent. Well, what we wanted to talk about, among other things, is basketball season's here, and you guys at ABC 7, Fox 22, ready to roll out an incredibly comprehensive report on the high school, well, not just high school, all basketball Friday night.
It is the most comprehensive basketball show on television in the state of Maine. It is Friday night, fast break, and that is starting this Friday night during the 10 p.m. news on Fox 22. Andrew and I are going to take you through the world that is Maine basketball from the high school level to college. We'll touch on Celtics as well. We have a ton of fun segments planned, some in-depth one-on-ones, some breakdowns. It is an absolute whirlwind of a show, but it is so much fun, and it's truly the christening of the new basketball season this week. It's so exciting. It's so much fun to be a part of here in Maine. And I think, you know, in my 2+ years in Maine, I think that's truly what I've enjoyed the most. So I'm really excited for it. I know Andrew is too.
Now, was that a surprise to you to find out how big? Because we're not in the business of producing many NBA players here from the state of Maine. We don't even produce a lot of Division I athletes, and yet basketball remains king this time of year around the state of Maine.
Yeah, I mean, I was told that. I can even remember in my job interview for this, it was made extremely clear to me how important basketball is to people here in Maine. That was a huge influence in me coming up here, too, because baseball is probably my favorite sport, but I think in terms of covering, I think basketball is probably my favorite sport to cover. So when I knew that all these people cared so much about basketball and just the state shuts down for the tournament, that was such a huge thing for me, and I wanted to be a part of that. And I'll tell you, man, there's nothing quite like basketball here in the state of Maine. Like you said, even though maybe there aren't any pro players that have come out of it, I think for the most part, just about everyone is on the level playing field here, which really opens up the possibilities for some awesome things to happen, and it traditionally does.
Absolutely. Of course, college basketball is very big around here with UMaine, the Husson teams as well, and University of Maine. How about the way those women have been playing on the road? Some very competitive games against teams like number 8 in the nation, Ohio State.
I'll tell you what, you look at that preseason game against Stonehill, and they struggled to score against a Division II team. And here we are, a month and a half-ish later, not even, and this is a totally, totally different team that plays with a ton of grit. Julie Brosseau is playing out of her mind right now and is putting herself in the running for some significant America East honors come the end of the year if she keeps up this kind of play. I think that was going to be the question with Maine, who was going to step up with Laia Soleil gone, with Siggy Koitzer gone. And we knew Blanca Mion would produce, and she has. And now you get someone like Brosseau producing, and if Dorsar can remain healthy, someone like her as well. It opens up the court for everyone else, and that is a great sign when you have a mid-major team playing these high-major squads that were in the NCAA tournament last year, playing them very well and playing them tough to the buzzer. That's a darn good sign going into conference play, and I think America East is going to have a handful with the Black Bears this year.
And on the men's side, Bob Walsh's team lost a heartbreaker in overtime to Fordham. They're 1-7, but they've been playing very competitive, and we've seen that Bob's teams, even when they were undermanned last year, always play hard for him.
I'll tell you what, they're 1-7 right now, like you said, but I said it on the news last night, and I stand by this. I don't think that's indicative of this team. I think they play with a lot of grit, and they play with a lot of intensity. It's always that buzzword that Bob Walsh uses, that championship mentality. And I think he's got a good group of kids that really do want to win, and it's just getting that X factor to just mold together and bind together and make it happen. And I think they're going to be tougher this year than people think they're maybe getting credit for in America East. You know, I don't expect them to be in the top five, top six teams necessarily, but I think they're going to be a lot tougher than your typical bottom of the realm squad, and I think they'll be competitive to a degree.
We're talking with John Alba, ABC 7, Fox 22 here on Downtown. Always like to talk a little baseball with you, John, and Hall of Fame ballots are out right now. If you had a vote, who would be on your Hall of Fame list for this year?
So I'm one of those people who just so intensely overanalyzes every single ball player, potential candidate every single year, and uses jaws and all that intense stuff. To me, it's this simple. When I think about a Hall of Famer, I think about a player who stood out in his generation, who was one of the very best. I think it's a foregone conclusion Chipper Jones is in this year. I think it's a foregone conclusion Jim Thome is in this year, which already gives you two off the bat. For me, Vladimir Guerrero is one of those stoic figures, that Roy Hobbs kind of aura that only comes around every now and then, where he just had this mystique about him, and he was an amazing player whose career ended only at age 36. Imagine if he were able to stay healthy, what more he could have done, and he still had almost 500 homers. He's a Hall of Famer to me, and especially in this new era of baseball where we just care so much about relievers and how much they mean. To me, you got to vote for Trevor Hoffman. This guy's the second best reliever in the history of the game. And, you know, if this freak named Mariano Rivera had never come along, we'd be talking about him as the greatest reliever. So to me, he's a Hall of Famer. Plus, he came out to AC/DC, so that's always bonus point for me. And, yeah, man. And plus, if I had a vote, I'd be one of those guys voting for the Barry Bonds and the Roger Clemens. And just because I think we will never truly know who was using them at the time, who was not using them. So maybe they were, but they were also hitting against and pitching to just as many guys who were using them as well.
Speaking of Jaws creator Jay Jaffe, back with us next week to talk Hall of Fame.
Oh, very exciting.
Here on the program. So, John, for everybody to know one more time, they want to tune in Friday night, Fox 22. What time to see the fast break?
It's during the 10 p.m. news. It will probably be around 10:20-ish is my estimate. But I'll tell you, if you want to see a fun show where we just go all in on talking hoops, you are not going to be let down. I promise you guys will enjoy it. It's Friday night fast break during the 10 p.m. news on Fox 22. And, Rich, thank you so much for letting us come on and talk about it. Sorry again about Andrew, but one of these days we'll get to talk to him.
Absolutely. Look, people have gone to extremes to get out of coming on the show, but that's taking it to a new level. I appreciate his effort.
I'll let him off the leash sometime next week. Right. Maybe we can chat with him then, too.
That sounds good. Thank you, John. We'll talk with you again
soon.
You.